Let's start. This is dictating on Stephen Carsey. Carsey is C-A-R-S-E-Y. Carsey, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. Stephen Carsey, date of birth, 8/29/1948. Date of visit is 2/29/24. Please make copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Jamidar, Humayun, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N, Humayun Jamidar. Next, next paragraph, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, is was tell us, this is a 75-year-old male who recently was sent for a chest CT on 1/31/24, was found to have a 15 by 10 centimeter left lower lobe lung nodule. The patient also had a ascending aortic aneurysm measuring 4.7 centimeter and previous evidence of granulomatous disease. The patient has no significant symptoms and denies any cough, shortness of breath, fevers, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. He has had no prior chest CT to compare. But a chest X-ray in May of 23 showed no active infiltrates. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is significant for atrial fibrillation and atrial ablation, and a previous history for basal cell carcinoma of the skin. He also he does have a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. Patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and then quit. And no significant alcohol use. He worked in insurance. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of MS, and father died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. He has glaucoma and mild cataracts. He had occasional nosebleeds. And he has shortness of breath and no wheezing. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no joint pains and denies abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. He has anxiety with depression. He has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and no memory loss and no skin rash. Next, med list included Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams daily. Crestor 5 milligrams daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly, white male is a lot pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, cyanosis, or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120/70. Pulse is 54 as patient's 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 230 pounds, saturation 98. HE and Vietnam silent people, 3 active and equal. Thing is, moist throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. No wheezes. Heart sounds irregular as one on S. Heart sounds irregular as one on S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions. No cap tenderness, reflux is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, press number 1. Left lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is atherosclerotic heart disease. Next paragraph, plan. Patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And he was advised that a follow-up chest CT will be performed in 2 months to evaluate the lung nodule. If there is any change in the size of the nodule, a CT-guided needle biopsy will be done and a PET CT obtained. Can you please change the sentence? The patient will be sent for a PET CT scan next month. And if there is any significant uptake or change in the size of the nodule, a CT-guided needle biopsy will be arranged. The patient will come back in approximately 6 weeks. For a follow-up visit, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, Jamidar, and also copy for Sunny Tomlinson, Sunny, Sunny Tomlinson, 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 D-O, Sunny Tomlinson, D-O. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Suda.